Following is the President Street at Greenville, Texas.
World Speaker, I present to you your President, Harry S. Truman.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Speaker, I say that advisedly, for Sam Rayburn's going to be the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. You know, this is the first town in Texas I ever saw when I was about 9 years old. I had an uncle who lived down here at Lone Oak. And my father and mother and my sister and brother and myself came down to pay him a visit. And the train made the first stop in daylight at Greenville, Texas. And that's the first town in Texas I ever saw. And I'm so glad I got a chance to stop here tonight. And Sam Rayburn tells me that this really is the heart of Texas. Because this city happens to be in Sam Rayburn's district. My uncle told me when we arrived here that if I'd stick to Texas when it was dry, Texas would stick to me when it was wet. He also told me that if I went out after a rain, I'd pick up my tracks and take them with me. I found that to be absolutely true. You here are vitally interested in the issues in this campaign. You're in one of the richest farming communities in the whole United States. Your whole economy depends on the prosperity of the farmer. In 1932, if I remember correctly, cotton was selling for about a nickel a pound. You know what it's selling for now. At that time, large numbers of people were walking the streets trying to find jobs, and they couldn't find them. A policy was started when we elected in 1932, we elected Franklin D. Roosevelt to be President of the United States. And he inaugurated a farm policy which has put the farmer on his feet. The farmer now is more prosperous than he's ever been in the history of the country. And I fear very much that in 1946, the farmer performed just like a lot of other people do when they get fat and lazy. He failed to vote in 1946. And look what happened to him. He got that do-nothing Republican 80th Congress. And they began immediately to cut the ground from under him. And I want to say to you, if they had complete control of the government, and you hadn't had somebody in the White House who's looking after your interests, no telling what would have happened to you. Now, you've got a chance to overcome that situation if you use your own judgment as it should be used and work in your own interest as you usually do. You won't have any trouble at all deciding how you ought to vote on election day. Just so you won't forget it, I'm going to remind you to go to the polls on election day and vote for yourself. That means, of course, Sam Rayburn's good as elected. But that means that you're going to vote the Democratic ticket straight on election day, from president to constable. And that means you're going to vote for yourself in your own interest. And that means also that you'll make it very much easier on your president, because he won't be troubled with a housing problem. I'll still be in the White House. How would you like to meet my family? Well, I'll bring out the boss first. Now my daughter Margaret.